What's up, ladies and gentlemen? BC here. Welcome back to another episode of Supreme Being. This podcast is sponsored by Team BC, my real estate team. We are now nationwide. If you need to sell, buy, or invest in real estate, reach out to me or any one of my team members nationwide for us to help you. Number two, if you are interested in being a part of eXp Realty and you would like to join under me, go to partnerwithteambc.com to discuss that opportunity. Watch the video. If it makes sense to you, then schedule a call with us. And lastly, Modern Success, my family, my tribe. We have our next live event in Miami in October. I'm excited. And if you're interested in joining Modern Success, you can click the link in my bio on Instagram. At Brian Casella is my profile. Or you can go to briancasella.com and sign up there. The link is on the front page. So a couple things I wanted to discuss today. With everything that's happening in the world right now, right, with what we see on the news, politically, what's happening in people's lives, the lockdown, one of the biggest concerns that I'm getting from a lot of people is their ability to stay the course, right, and just guard their state of mind. They're seeing their attention being pulled a million different ways. Emotionally, they're having some issues staying the course, and basically, people are being dragged from left to right, and it's increasingly more difficult for them to, you know, follow down the road straight with, you know, small variations where you might have little blips here and there. Okay. And what I want to share today on the podcast is discuss some of the things that I'm doing, some of the practices that I've had for a long time, and give you some tips to, regardless of what's going on, whether it's now during, you know, COVID-19 or anything else, how to really tap into not just prevention, but controlling your state of mind and then planting the proper seeds within your state of mind to really, you know, foster this way of being, this beingness, this version of you that can then go out and conquer anything that's given to you from the outside. Because that's really what this is about, ladies and gentlemen. This is about your transformation from the inside out, right? A lot of times people will come to me or think it's some special word that I need to say, some special lecture, but really, a lot of the stuff that I do, in particular the people close to me, I give them the tools that they need to upgrade themselves. Yes, I help. Of course, that's a fundamental part of it. However, what I do and what a lot of these things will do is I can lead you to the door and tell you where it is, but you have to open it and walk through. Okay. And that's something you have to remember. We as individuals have to take responsibility for our circumstances, how we think, how we respond, and what our results are, which does require a lot. Okay. We've been brought up the opposite way. So first thing is this, is you have the ability to set up what your reality looks like. What I mean by that is this: from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to sleep, you have decided to think a certain way, consume content, talk to certain people, and do certain things. And I want you to stop right now and say, okay, how long have I been doing what I'm doing? And when's the last time I did a cleanup or a checkup on what I'm doing? Have you been checking to make sure that the environment that you stay in, right? Like right now, you can see I did this on purpose, right? You may not be able to see it on Instagram, but if you're watching this on Zoom, I have a few books on the ground here that I've kind of been sorting out, and you have some stuff over here to the side. So on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being super neat, it's only like a 7 or 8 right now instead of being a 10, when normally my house, for the most part, is very clean, smells good, super, super in order, right? Because that's a reflection of my state of mind, my environment. But more so, my environment feeds me and feeds my state of mind. How many people do you know that have a car that is a fucking disaster come into my cars? They're fucking spotless. They smell good. You can run a white glove on the inside of my cars, and sometimes, most of the time, on the outside, and you won't get any dirt. And it's not just because I'm a car guy. It's because I know everything that I own is a reflection of me to some extent. What do you think happens in my mind when I look out and see my cars for what they are and sit in them and smell the inside, drive it, experience it? All of that feeds. All of that creates the state. And everybody has control of that. I don't care if you live in a cardboard box. I don't care if you live like in a 350 or 400 square foot apartment like I used to have, or this house that I'm in now that's like 5,000 square feet. It doesn't matter. Keep your shit in order. How about yourself? What's your hygiene like? Is your hair a fucking disaster? Do you smell good? Is your clothes clean? Are your nails clipped? You see, these are details that many people have just put on autopilot, but they're extremely important. All of this affects your state of mind. All of this affects your self-esteem, your confidence, and all this shit. That's the stuff I look at with people. I don't give a shit what people say. That's why very quickly I can start spotting these discrepancies in people. Right? And I don't care who's watching. It's best to see when nobody's watching because that shows you the true character of the person. I don't want the person around me who only has their shit in order when people are around. I want the person around me who, even if they knew they were going to be by themselves for the rest of their existence, everything would be in order and they would hold themselves to the same standard as if every camera was on them. That's one of the reasons I've been able to do so well on social media is how I am off camera and on camera is the same shit. I'm not faking any funk or being extra like people say. The same person you see right now, if I shut off the cameras and this live stream and you were here in the house, nothing would change. It's not like I put on a fucking suit or this mask and then I get on here, hey, and then I get off and I'm a different person. No, that's how the majority of the populace is, unfortunately. And that's why internally they're all fucked up. This is just an extension of who I am. You're just getting a moment. You're just getting a moment of my day. I just happen to have my thoughts right now going through my mind and they're being expressed through this microphone and this Instagram live for you to get a piece of it. But these are the conversations and thoughts that I have going on in my mind all the time. And I'm checking myself. So that's the first thing. Let me see your environment. Is it organized or not? How about even within that same environment, what symbolism do you have up? Whether it be books, whether it be paintings, pictures, illustrations, that when your eyes lock on them, it reminds you of something, gives you a certain emotion, leads your mind to a certain point to assist you, to make you feel better, to empower you, or whatever it is. You have complete control of that. So if, I don't know, let's look at individuals, right? Everybody has a different ancestry. Maybe it's something about your culture that you love, right? Do you have any pieces of that that's dear to your heart that makes you feel a certain way or connect you in a certain way? Or a reminder of something. Is that somewhere? Like if I can flash back when I started in real estate and I was entering the business world completely new, right? Had no idea what I was doing, didn't have anybody around me to support me. It was just me with me. There were certain things that really drove me in the beginning. And a lot of that symbolism, a lot of those pictures, you know, you've heard stuff like the vision board, which is great, but how can we take that to the next level? I would carry, you know, pictures in my coat pocket that I'd look at all the time. I would have certain phrases and symbols and pictures everywhere. Like if you went to my bathroom when I'd brushing my teeth, it was taped on the mirror. In my car, if you lowered the little personal vanity mirror, there'd be a picture there, right? In my coat pocket, right? At my desk, in my office, there'd be pictures and certain things. And a lot of them were the same picture or copy of the same picture or words or phrases. And I would just repeat them a bunch. Where I slept on the ceiling. So as soon as I opened my eyes, I'd have stuff. Same thing when I sat up on my bed and I looked at the wall, I would see the same thing. Constant reminder, constantly in my mind, constantly right there in front of me on my focus. Same thing with my phone, the imagery on the phone. Every time you click your phone on or somebody texts you, you see that image. What is that image? Are you letting it go to waste? Or are you gonna put something there that moves you? That puts you in a better state of mind, right? How about your feed on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube? You have control over your subscription feed. You have control of your subscription feed, which is why I'm ruthless with it. If I go on Facebook and I see somebody complaining, bye, blocked or deleted, right? Maybe not blocked, but I'll just delete them. You can literally set it up. So on your Facebook and your Instagram and all these places, anytime you open it, it is just a rush of positivity or fill in the blank. What do you want? What do you want in front of you? You create your reality. You want people who are just talking about successes. You want people who are more on the spiritual side. You want people who are more about ancestry and ancient cultures. What do you want in front of you? You have control of who you follow and what you put in front of you and how you filter it. That's the beauty of all this shit. You can do the same thing in your house, right? Which is why when you step into somebody's home, it tells you a lot about them. You're entering somebody's world. Now, for most people, the house is just, oh, this is where I sleep. To other people, this is their planet, their island, their universe. And you can feel and sense a difference and see it and experience it, which is why sometimes I thoroughly enjoy that aspect of real estate, is going to somebody's house. It's so cool because just by walking in and being observant, I can see and already know a lot about people just by going into their house and taking a look around for like maybe a minute or two. I know so much about them already, which is fucking awesome. It's like a window into somebody's soul, which is why a lot of people who have been listening to me for a long time and see how I move and what I say and how I speak, when they come into my office or they come to my house, it starts clicking and they're like, oh, okay. Because everywhere they look, they're reminded of those things constantly. This is how you prune and you develop that garden in your mind. And what you constantly put in it, you will get more of that. So when people are caught up in the negativity and the drama and this and that, yes, I experience that like everybody else, of course, but that is a fraction of the time. That is a fraction of the imagery and the sounds and the context going into my head. That is a small drop in the bucket in comparison to what I'm controlling and what I'm doing and reading and learning and applying and doing on a daily basis. The vast majority of my days are filled with powerful things, enriching things, enhancing things, right? Fill in whatever words you want that build me, that make me better, that move me forward, not backwards, that make me stronger, right? Challenges that I put there to make me stronger as well, things that I can conquer. Hey, dude. You see? So I've systematically over the years built this. You can do the same. This isn't like, oh, well, I don't have money or I don't have, even if you live in the corner of a home, even if you live at home with your parents right now, you can create a small corner. Even if you don't have a room, create a small corner that's like your power corner, that is your place where you can meditate or even just be there or look at it and put one or two things that remind you of something, right? Maybe you put like a little, little playhouse, right? That's super small that you buy for like a couple bucks that you put there to remind you, hey, my goal and obviously the mission here is to move out. And that's a constant reminder that you're going to be having your own place very soon. That was what I enjoyed most about, you know, coming up and having apartments and, you know, in school and then obviously moving out and being on my own when I did real estate. All that stuff was great. You know, same thing with the people who are in my coaching who are now moving out on their own. It's great, man. That's a beautiful moment because now you have your own space. It's awesome. I look at people and all the time they spend in cars. What's the tunes going in their ears? What kind of music are they listening to? Are they listening to podcasts? Are they listening to audiobooks? Think about all those hours and hours and hours and hours people spend every day, every week, every month, every year in a vehicle. What are you doing in the vehicle? Just a certain smell in the vehicle, chemically in your body, can create a huge difference in your state of mind and your emotional state. That's why if you go like out in nature and you smell the trees and flowers and all that stuff, it's very difficult to be out there and just be upset at life. There's a reason, right? Your senses are just overwhelmed with different things. Versus here, right? In quotes, in the human world, right? If we're going to separate that from nature, your senses are being bombarded with things that, again, put you down, whether that be lights, frequencies, sounds, all that stuff, whether you realize it or not, is used to keep you oppressed energetically, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all that stuff. This is why within that, because that's where we live, now that we have an understanding of that, we need to take the proper steps and do the proper things to alleviate that as much as possible. Not that we can escape, unless you want to go live in the middle of the forest by yourself, then you're more than welcome to do that. But if you still want to mingle with other human beings and have a somewhat normal career and build your life here, then you have to say, okay, I'm going to be here. How can I make the best of this in my current circumstances? Obviously, the one thing everybody needs to do is be self-reliant. You need to have your own business. You need to be an entrepreneur and make money. So that's not a crutch. You get stuck and limited when you don't have financial freedom. When you have financial freedom, you open up a door that very few people will open up. And when you do, this world is your oyster, right? I've made enough money and I continue to make money to where I have freedom to do whatever the fuck I want, which is amazing. And I want everybody to experience that. I want everybody to experience that. And you all can. Every single one of you can, especially if you listen to me. Because I've done it when I was told I wouldn't. Then you can give back and you know, do all the things that you want to do at the highest level when you have that self-reliance and financial independence from the world. Otherwise, you're plugged in and you're at the mercy of someone else or something else, which sucks. I know that feeling. It sucks. It's horrible. You feel less than human. So what steps are we going to take? How about the people around us? How many of you continue to interact with and keep people around you that do nothing but tear you down? Yet you keep justifying to yourself or giving an excuse as to why they should be in your life. When are you going to finally cut the cord? You've been taught incorrectly that that's wrong. No, nothing wrong with that. It would be as if someone's administering a virus to you or a poison and you willingly accept it. Because that's what you're doing. That's literally what you're doing. Maybe not so obviously and directly, but that's what you're doing. Because then it fucks up your energy. It fucks up your state of mind. And then it messes with you. How about certain places and environments that you keep going to that you shouldn't? How about you stop? Get away from them. Change them. Or at the very least, if it's something that you can't 100% avoid as of right now, limit it as much as possible. As much as possible. So you can at least tip the balances in your favor. How many of you right now are dealing with certain addictions? Okay. That needs to be top of your priority list on what you need to handle. Because our society highlights extreme addictions as bad, gambling, right? Drugs. But how many people are addicted to food or their phone or negativity or people around them who enable their victim mentality, right? I can go on and on. How many people are addicted to video games? There's so much, but that needs to be at the forefront of your mind and something that you need to work on. How much of your energy and focus is being drained by that? Because that's a problem. I know people who, if I was to take away coffee from them, they'd probably commit suicide or do something extreme. Yet to them, if you have a discussion with them, it's not an addiction. Yes, it is. If you're unsure listening to this, if something is an addiction in your life or not, or you're like in denial about it, whatever that is, for 30 days. And then come back in a couple days from now and tell me if it's as easy as you thought it was, or, oh shit, I was addicted. Let's have fun with this a little bit, right? Because nobody's perfect. I used to play video games way too much when I was younger. That's why I made a vow to myself the first 4 years of my career when I transitioned into real estate that I would not touch a video game, and I honored that shit. And even now, I have them and I play them like twice a year. And as soon as I fire them up, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I'll play for 5 minutes and then I'll turn it off. I don't even enjoy that shit anymore, really, every once in a while, right? I used to be very keen on and almost addicted to like sugary foods, right? And I decided to go plant-based 5 years ago, a little bit more now, actually, I believe, around 5 years. And I've handled that. I tackled that head on and handled it. So all this stuff I'm talking about, I've done and I continue to do in my life continuously. But see, that needs to be of utmost importance, not catching the game at 7 p.m. or looking forward to the party this weekend. That suddenly became more important than what I'm discussing tonight, which makes no sense. So you want to change things. You want to change your state of mind. Start doing some of these things that were discussed on this podcast because they're simple and anybody can do it, which is the vow that I made with virtually all of my content, especially the free content, is for it to be simple and applicable for anybody across the spectrum, whether you're in business, real estate, doesn't matter. So start making these adjustments, ladies and gentlemen, because that's that little busy work that you got to do that will then, over the next couple months and year, create change for you. And as simple as that is, every single person, and I revisited this today, you'll find something. Even if you thought this was handled, there's at least going to be one, two, or three, or four, or maybe more things that you can do now to make some changes, okay? So that's it for this one, everybody. I appreciate you tuning in. Again, Team BC is now nationwide. If you need any help with real estate, buying, selling, whatever it is nationwide, reach out to me or any one of my team members. I believe we're up to 12 Team BC nationwide now. Shout out to them. If you guys are interested in joining me at EXP Realty, go to partnerwithteambc.com. Watch the video if it makes sense to you. Set up a call with us. And lastly, Modern Success. Shout out to my tribe, my peeps. If you want more mentorship from me, coaching, that's where you need to go. Link is in my bio on Instagram or go to briancasella.com. We have our next members only event in Miami in October. I'm excited. Also, for the people who are in real estate who are listening to me, I will be in the next 2 weeks. I will be in Florida. We will be doing a lunch and learn in Lakeland again and also in Orlando. So follow me on Instagram and Facebook as I will be sharing those swipe up links for you to join there. Okay, that's it for this one. Every Monday, every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Supreme Being, we're out. Peace.